Sitting still, comfortably allow yourself to settle and relax. Place your hands on the front of your chest. Follow your breath through your nose into your chest. Notice how your rib cage moves. How much does it move? It should rise and widen on the in-breath. You may notice places within it that may be resistant to movement. Shoulders should rise and fall. Try and feel your ribs moving. Do they all move? Move your hands down to the bottom of the sternum, to the level of the top of the diaphragm. See if you can have an internal sense of the diaphragm doming and flattening. It's natural movement. How much movement does it make? It's so big, you can't miss it. Continue breathing and notice if the diaphragm softens. And if that changes your breathing, your spine, sense of your body and any changes to your mind. Encourage your diaphragm to soften by consciously letting go of it and relaxing as you breathe. Just bringing your hands to this part of the body is often enough to relax the muscles and connective tissues of the diaphragm, along with the organs on either side of it. As you start to get more attuned to the movements of the diaphragm and your breathing, notice how much pressure on the in-breath there is in your abdomen. When you are breathing well, you can feel it in your pelvic floor. It feels like the abdomen is inflating. Bring your other hand to the back of the diaphragm, behind the navel, and notice how much your lower spine moves in response to your breathing. Keep listening with your hands, and you will notice the curves of the spine shift and change in response to your in and out breaths. If your breathing is healthy, your whole spine joins in and all the curves deepen on the in-breath. Move your hand from the lower back area and place it on the back of your neck. Notice how your neck responds to the movements of your diaphragm. There are muscles in your neck that assist with raising your rib cage on the in-breath, and you might feel muscles tensing on your hand. The curvature of the spine here also deepens on the in-breath.